It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is a Veterans Day here on 560 WQAM. Joe Rose is in Los Angeles, City of Angels, getting ready for some Monday night football. We say it every single week. Dolphins have to make a move or else this season is lost every single week. But I feel as though this is the week. How you doing? I am Dan Day, by the way, joined by Alex Dono. Dono, do you feel as though this is the week? If the Dolphins do not win tonight, this season's kind of lost. Once again, I always say, this is the week. The Dolphins, if they win, season can be salvaged. If not, it's lost. I say it every week, but this I really do feel it this week. Dono, am I right to say that the Dolphins lose this week? It's kind of done.
I mean, wasn't that the case last week,
though? No, every single week, but this week, it definitely, no, there's no way coming back. No way coming back. 2-7. No, you can't do it.
I mean, they might have to win out, though. Like, they might literally have to win all the rest of their games if they want to be a playoff team this year. And, yeah, this is a critical game tonight against the Los Angeles Rams on Monday night. I'm kind of glad the Dolphins let me wait until Monday because I was in, it was a bittersweet weekend, Dan. I mean, I was in pain. Still am about what happened to my Miami Hurricanes on Saturday. And boy, the knee-jerk reactions to that. And listen, some of it is fair because Miami had been skating on thin ice for a long time before they finally lost that Georgia Tech game. But yeah, I've got people out there. Again, they're trying to fire the entire coaching staff. Mm. You know, people are turning the page on Cam Ward. What? Because the guy finally didn't have enough magic to pull off another crazy fourth quarter comeback. You know, they're acting like the team isn't 9-1. Some of it I get because we've seen patterns of poor play over and over again, but yeah. It's still a 9-1 football team with everything still in front of them. Our Inter Miami got shockingly eliminated
from
the playoffs over the weekend.
I want to get into that.
That was bad.
That's epically bad. Okay. Of course, I want to get into the Hurricanes loss with you because you are the Hurricanes guy and everything like that. But first of all, we forget that college football teams are college football teams. Even some of the best have bad weeks. So that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we act like, oh my God, Cam Ward's a bum. Mario Cristobal's a bum. This Hurricane team is a fraud. Okay. Every team out there, look at Georgia, who, hands down, best team in the world. They have more talent than anybody. They've lost two games now.
There's so much parity in college football this year. There's so much. And listen, outside of Oregon, which is, you know, the team that's taken care of their business time and time again to this point, everybody else, it's been topsy-turvy. Clemson looked like juggernauts for a while, and they've lost two games now. You mentioned Georgia.
Oh, no.
Alabama's been up and down this year. Yeah.
You're going to pile on. The Hurricanes have been playing with fire all year, and they finally got burned. Well, I mean, that's every team. Outside of Oregon, whose quarterback is a mole, he's played for every team in the nation, so he should have intel on everybody else. It's so funny because, you know, for people that have lived here in Miami their whole life, you know, Miami's a fraud. I've lived in all over the country, and every team, we're just frauds, we're just getting by, we're barely winning. It's all about just winning, just win and get by. It does suck, though, that 2 years in a row Georgia Tech got you.
Yeah, it really does. But the thing is, like, I've had a lot of people reaching out to me. They're like, it had to be Georgia Tech. Why did it have to be Georgia Tech? And listen, I hate losing to Georgia Tech. I hate losing to anybody, okay? But, yeah. You know, if I'm going to look at, and prior to the season beginning, if I had told you before the season started, hey, Miami, 10 games into the season, they're going to be 9-1. They're going to control their own destiny for an ACC championship game because they have that control. They lost control of their destiny for a few hours, Dan.
Yeah, got it back.
Because right after Miami lost to Georgia Tech, then you're in a scenario where, okay, you need a little help. A few hours later, you get that help because Pittsburgh, they get upset at home by Virginia. And so Miami's right back in the driver's seat.
You have to win out, though. You have to beat Wake Forest and Syracuse.
Yeah. Well, Wake Forest, famous last words by Dono, but that even if you do still have some of the same issues, you're probably beating Wake Forest, maybe not Syracuse, because their offense, you hope the version of Kyle McCord through five interceptions, three pick sixes against Pittsburgh shows up. But if the other version of Kyle McCord, who's actually decent from time to time, shows up, you could get torched by Syracuse. But I think that what we're going to find out once the Hurricanes come out of their bye week, because they're heading into a bye week, the Wake Forest game is going to be on November 23rd. Is there going to be a response? Like, was this, because some people are framing this Georgia Tech loss as this is the punch in the mouth or the wake up call that you needed? Because my hope throughout the season, Dan, when you had some of these close games, you know, you needed a miracle against Cal, a miracle against Virginia Tech. You know, you came back from a double digit second half deficit against Duke. So you've been playing with fire, like you said, for a lot of the season. My hope always was learn lessons in victory. Right. Better to learn lessons in victory than defeat. But unfortunately, you know, when it comes to some of these breakdowns in coverage, broken plays on defense, missed assignments, poor angles, they didn't seem to be learning too many lessons in victory. Will it be different now that they've actually lost a game, now that they've actually been punched in the mouth? Like, how much can you actually adapt on D specifically? I know, again, the offense this past week didn't give you the game-winning drive that they usually deliver on when you needed them to. I put this loss more on the defense, who against – and Dan, Georgia Tech, that team, that offense was the walking wounded, right? I mean, they had their stud star running back for, like, two series or one series – Jamal Haynes, then he gets re-injured, doesn't play the rest of the game. They've got, like, former walk-ons at running back. Their starting quarterback had one arm. Their backup quarterback had one leg. Like, you kind of patch them together, and they were one quarterback, and you gave up 271 rushing yards to that team. So we're going to find out how much of this defensive stuff is actually fixable, or if that's just who Miami is. Did they get exposed, or did they get woken up by that game? I know the leadership in that locker room is strong. Cam Ward, Xavier Restrepo, these guys are alphas. The Maui Noah brothers, Jalen Rivers, they've got like 8-9 guys on the leadership council. They're going to hold each other and themselves accountable, but they got to respond, Dan, because this team has everything still in front of them to play for. Despite losing to Georgia Tech, they're kind of in the same scenario coming out of that loss as they were in before it. If you win out, you've got a spot in the college football playoff. The football gods have given us a second chance. Can we capitalize on that?
So basically, if you're the Miami Hurricanes, just win out on the season. You beat Wake Forest. You beat Syracuse. You go to the ACC championship game. You win the ACC championship game. You get a bye in the playoffs. And then you win in the playoffs and you win the national championship. So really, the loss, it hurts. It doesn't feel good. And you hate to lose to Georgia Tech 2 years in a row, especially after what happened last year. But hey, look. You have everything ahead of you. The Dolphins, though, on the other hand, you got to win tonight. You got to win tonight. And the Rams are not a bad team. They were really banged up. When I say banged up, I mean, goodness gracious, they had nothing. But now they're starting to get healthy, and they're in, quote-unquote, a wide-open NFC West, although the Cardinals are seeming to be better than we thought they were. They blew out the Bears. A win tonight, and... what do you say? I mean, the Jets, we said it all preseason long. The Jets are going to be the Jets. And I'm not a hater of the Jets. I'm not a lover of the Jets by any means whatsoever. But I'm not a hater of the Jets. But I knew the Jets are going to be who they are. And they were exactly who we thought they were. You know, as Dennis Green would say, they are who we thought they were. You know, they're going to just be... No. But tonight you win Monday Night Football. And, you know, Tua's got his history on Monday Night Football. You look at tonight and you say, oh, what are we going to do? Like, are we going to go out there and be the Dolphins? And I hate to say this, the Dolphins we've seen the past 2 weeks with Tua, the offense is rolling 27 points a game the past two games. Are you going to be a team that shows up in the big – and this is my biggest knock. I'll say this. My biggest knock before this season was Mike McDaniel makes no adjustments whatsoever. He's not a very good adjustment coach. My knock this season has been when the stage gets big, we get small. It seems like whenever you need a first down to save the game or you need a drive to save the game, we do absolutely nothing. So is tonight going to be one of those nights where the stage is too big and we're too small? Or is this that night that maybe we kind of change the narrative and we go out there and the Miami Dolphins actually look like the Miami Dolphins we want them to look like? Tua running the offense, being great. Calais Campbell, for some reason, playing every single down, even though he's 39 years old. And this team goes out there and makes it happen.
Dolphins have a terrible record in primetime in recent years.
It's not just the primetime record. It's the optics of it, too. Tua getting concussed.
Once again,
I'm not trying to be that guy, but I am going to say what people are saying out there in the streets because, you know, I'm just trying to be honest. People are saying, I want to take a parlay where, you know, the Dolphins lose and, you know, the game goes over and Tua gets a concussion. I'm like, you can't bet on injuries. They're like, yeah, but I wish I could. It's been bad.
Yeah, the Rams don't have a very good defense. Miami's offense, again, like they're not winning games, but at least since Tua's been back, the optics have been a little bit better of actually what they're showing on the field. So they're still not winning, but you know, going up against a Rams defense, they may have a chance tonight. I look at the odds, Dan. It seems like the bettors believe Miami can pull it off because when you've got the Rams as a two and a half point favorites at home.
Oh, like okay, two and a half, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it basically means you're like a half-point underdog. Traditionally, a home team gets around 3 points or gives around 3 points. So there is some belief that the Dolphins can pull it off tonight. But, I mean, it's I don't want to be – and I was asked if I could do the show again tomorrow. I can't. I kind of wish that I could because I'd love to react to a Dolphins victory. But at the same time, Dan, on the flip side, if the Dolphins don't win tonight, I mean, people – really start officially giving up on the season, right? Any shred of hope that you have left, people start giving up on that.
The thing is, okay, so I do the post-game show, Game Day Uncensored here, and it seems like every week I say, you know, win or lose, we're going to ride with the Dolphins, of course, because we are. But if they lose this game, the season's pretty much over. And then they lose. And then, you know what? Next week. You know, this is the game. Yeah. Lose, and they keep losing. And I keep saying, no. I think, and I, you know, I say this every week, but I think this is it because if you're 2-7, and I mean, the Bills already pretty much got this thing as far as the division. I'm sorry, you've lost two games to them. They have any tiebreaker you could possibly have, and I mean, the Jets are terrible. Let's be honest. Jets are terrible. The New England Patriots, they're not very good, even though they won yesterday or whatever. But I mean, you haven't beaten anybody, and I keep talking myself into it. The end of the schedule isn't as tough as we initially thought. The Browns aren't that good, and this and this and this. It's just, man, 2-7, and you haven't beaten anybody except for New England, and you barely beat them, and Jacksonville, who's also terrible, and you barely beat them.
Yeah.
When are you going to wake up to the fact and say, we've barely beaten two really bad teams, and then everybody else has beaten us. Whether it's a last second or not, you haven't been good enough. And I understand Tua came back. He scored 27 points the past two games. And now all of a sudden the offense isn't the problem. It's the defense. Well, there's obviously a problem. If you lose tonight, you basically, am I correct, Donald, you have to win out to make a playoff.
Basically, although if the AFC keeps AFCing, you know, they, because you technically, and you know, the Dolphins have played at this point, because they played tonight, they played two less games than a lot of the teams in the conference, because Dolphins have already had their bye. They play the late game on Monday night. Dan, we're only actually a game behind in the loss column for the final playoff spot.
Okay. Let's do best case, worst case scenario. Best case scenario tonight, Rams. Actually, they're gotten a lot better, but you win tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the Raiders next week, and we know the Raiders, and I love the Raiders. I've always loved the Raiders, and I know, you know, everything going on, but still, you win that game. That's a winnable game. The Patriots, you know you can beat them. Green Bay on Thanksgiving night, no one cares about that game. I'm sorry. Like, anytime your team plays on Thanksgiving, you want to vomit, because all you want to do is casually watch the Detroit Lions and the Cowboys. Your team plays, especially the late night game. You're hanging out with your family. You're eating. You're drinking. You don't want to. Exactly. God.
And now I got to. Dan, the late night, the evening Thanksgiving game is so tough because, like you said, I got a belly full of tryptophan. I've been heavily drinking throughout the day. I've already kind of got like my football fill because I watched the earlier games. Then you get to that night game. It's like I've got this chemical in the turkey that makes me tired, plus the chemicals I'm drinking that make me extra tired. Yeah. I'm full. Tough.
Let's get back to positivity. You beat the Rams tonight, Monday Night Football, which once again, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. You beat the Rams. You beat the Raiders next week. Once again, you're at home. You beat them last year. They're not a very good team. Antonio Pierce, I think he's a good coach, but not this year so much. Okay. The Patriots, we understand they're not very good. Green Bay, you probably lose that game. Maybe you pull off a miracle, whatever. The Jets are terrible. You win that game. All of a sudden, you're on a win streak. The Texans, we saw them last night. For the past 2 weeks, they haven't. Oh, well, actually, they gave that one up last night. But okay, so the Texans might be the 49ers. They seem like they're kind of getting it together. But then you get the Browns and the Jets. You're looking at, you could possibly win a lot of games the rest of the year. Possibly. I mean, and you know, this is my dream scenario. You go into January 5th, hopefully not January 6th, because that's my birthday. Hopefully, they don't flex that game. January 5th, the final game of the season against the Jets. And once again, Jets fans are really hopeful for this. It's a win or go home. But at least for the Dolphins, a win or go home. It's logical. Think about it. Rams win. Raiders win. Patriots win. Packers, let's say you pull off a miracle. Win. Jets, they're the Jets. You win. Texans, let's say you just, okay, Texans, let's just say miraculously you win because they haven't looked exactly like themselves. 49ers.
You're very optimistic here.
Yeah, 49ers, you take a loss. Let's be honest. They're going to be all right. Christian McCaffrey. The Browns, I mean, come on. The Browns, you win. The Jets, you go into that game like, you know what? If they win this game, we're going to be in the playoffs. But then again, we say, is that false hope? Because you know you can't beat the Bills. So, you know you're not going to beat Kansas City. So, you know you're not going to beat Baltimore. So, but maybe you get a favorable matchup. The Steelers look really good too. But I'm just saying, maybe you get a favorable matchup in the playoffs and you win a playoff game. Like, there's hope, right?
And you know what? The Dolphins tonight, they need to save the state of Florida. Did you see this, Dan? I saw this stat courtesy of Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, who's the statistical king. So over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, football teams in the state of Florida, from professional, the ones that have played already, Buccaneers and Jaguars, college, both FBS and FCS, football teams in the state of Florida have an 0-11 combined record from Saturday and Sunday. Goodness. That's never happened before. 0-11. The Dolphins can be 1 tonight, 1-11. Either that or you go 0-12, and you have the first ever complete sweep losing weekend for football teams in the state of Florida.
Ooh, I like that. So if you're a gambler leaving the Hard Rock Casino or Miccosukee or, I don't know, Calder. Oh, I don't know if Calder stays open that late. Nonetheless, if you're leaving a casino right now, I'm not saying you're waking up, because if you're a degenerate gambler, you're up. And leaving a casino now, you're saying, we're due. It's time to bet. Let's bet. Let's bet the Dolphins tonight. Speaking of the state of Florida, is Georgia Tech the state champions of Florida?
Oh, not this again.
They got Florida State. They got us. Donna, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to break down a little bit more of this Hurricanes game, because nobody can break it down like you. You break down the Hurricanes better than anybody, because if people don't know, number one, you went there. Your father teaches there. Your son is going to be a graduate, hopefully Heisman Trophy winner there. I don't know if Cam Ward's going to win it now. Nonetheless, we're going to break down this Hurricanes game, but we're also going to kind of look forward, because we still do have Wake Forest and we have Syracuse, and there's a lot to play for. Actually, there's still a national championship to play for, and I'm once again pumping a little bit of sunshine, but there is still a national championship to play for, correct?
Yes, there is, and there is still a path to getting there, whether they follow that path or not is up to them, but the path is there.
I've seen crazier things happen. We're going to talk about that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is the Dolphins Monday, and usually it is an absolute pleasure to have your team play on Monday Night Football. It's a chance to show the world how great you are. Usually it's the only game, although now Monday Night Football, they have two games and all that stuff. But still, it is a chance, especially on a Veterans Day, for your team to show off how great they are. And I think most Dolphins fans right now are saying, our chance to show off how bad you are. Okay, we've gotten better. Staying positive, staying good. And I'm trying to be positive on this Monday. It is Veterans Day. Thank goodness for all the great veterans that have made this country as great as it is. And throughout the day, we're going to get into the Dolphins game against the Rams. And the Rams are showing signs as they're getting healthier and better. But we have to look back on Saturday. We had all the hope in the world that the Miami Hurricanes were to continue to win against what looked like the easiest schedule around. And, you know, I know a lot of people online were going up, and I didn't like that. You know, and I'm an LSU guy, you know, SEC, and I'm not a big SEC fan to begin with. But, you know, Texas people were saying, oh, you know, Miami, they're so lucky that they've got the easiest schedule and they barely won all the games. And you say, shut up. You know, you win when you play who you play, you win who you win. You go into Georgia Tech, and I honestly thought, and by the way, I'm Dan Day with Alex Dono. I honestly thought we would go into College Park, Atlanta, and just stomp them and say, last year was last year. You got lucky. You got one. Congratulations. It kind of derailed our season.
Yeah.
Poor Tyler Van Dyke. After that, he was never the same. Stomp them. Put the ghost to bed. And, man, Dono, I hate to be like this, but Georgia Tech was the better team Saturday, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And that came despite the fact that, you know, their starting quarterback, Haynes King, clearly still had a shoulder issue. I mean, he was not able to throw the ball downfield. They were using him essentially as an extra running back when he was out there. Then they had their true freshman quarterback, Aaron Filo, who they were mixing in. He threw a couple of passes, including the burns Miami on a 3rd and 18. Inexcusable to leave a receiver that open on a 3rd down and 18. Happened on a couple of different 3rd down conversions for Georgia Tech. And Georgia Tech's running back room was also decimated by injury. And so, again, like I look at Miami's defense finding a way to give up 271 rushing yards to that team. And the significance of all the rushing yards that Miami gave up was, and listen, I know that the Hurricanes offense was far from perfect, because this time around, you know, they came into that Georgia Tech game leading the nation in 3rd down conversions at 58.8%. They only went 3 for 10 on 3rd down, 1 for 4 on 4th down. I'll get back to that, because I thought that there were obviously some grueling, some glaring coaching mistakes in this game. But, you know, Miami's offense was not perfect in this one, Dan. But Georgia Tech was able to execute their game plan, which is a game plan others have tried to follow, including Florida State. A couple of Florida State's just so bad they can't beat anybody.
What, just don't but get blown out by Miami?
well, no, but the game plan would be, try to limit the possessions of Miami's offense. Don't run everything, take the play clock down, run the football a lot. So with Miami being completely incapable of stopping the run, Georgia Tech was able to have 10 more minutes of possession than Miami had. 35 minutes of time of possession compared to 25. Like, that's the way that you start to negate Miami's offense a little bit. Now, when it comes to I thought that this was the worst day by far for Miami's coaches. And, you know, one thing that pisses me off a little bit, but you knew people were going to go there because of his reputation, because of what happened against Georgia Tech last year. But I see these reactions like, and Mario Cristobal had a bad day at the office on Saturday. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But up until Saturday, I thought that this season, the first 9 games had been some of his best in-game management. Because you don't pull off the comebacks Miami had pulled off in previous games without doing a really good job with the clock, with your 3rd and 4th down decisions. Saturday was bad, though, because Miami, Dan, they left 6 points off the board by going for 4th downs in makeable field goal situations. Not to mention you've got one of the best kickers in the country in Andy Borregalis. You ended up leaving 6 points off the board in a game you lost by 5 points. I didn't like the decision to go for the 2-point conversion that they failed at. Yeah. Now, I was, in some senses, I was okay with being aggressive and going forward on fourth downs because that's just how college football is. But when you've got a fourth and one and you've got a battering ram like Damian Martinez and you've got a big offensive line, run the damn ball, right? They're doing these rollouts and these screens, these incomplete, like, way too cute on some of the fourth down play
calls. The only other argument is you have, quote-unquote, the best quarterback and the Heisman Trophy front runner at your quarterback. You should probably trust in him.
Yeah, but on some, when you need a yard on fourth down, and you've got Damian Martinez, who, like, it's impossible to tackle that guy for a loss. Like, I thought they got too cute there. And I thought that was Mario Cristobal's worst game this year when it comes to a game manager. I thought he did really well the previous nine games. This is one where here's the thing. We're not going to find out until we see how Miami responds from this. Mm-hmm. Was this complacency? Is this just who they are? Now, usually, because, again, Miami's defense, I wish they could have forced some takeaways in this game. That was a big thing. They ended up losing the turnover margin 1-0. Georgia Tech took care of the football. Usually, you're down 5 points. You give Cam Ward the football with just under 2 minutes to go.
Let's
chance
go.
At a game-winning drive.
That's all you want. Not all you want. But
every previous opportunity he's had this year, he's come through. Yeah. This time around, he gets hit, he fumbles. Now, my only critique of Cam Ward for this game, who, you know, to me, still best quarterback in the country. He's made magic happen throughout the year. I thought he probably played a little bit too much hero ball in this game because, to me, holding on to the football for too long is what got him sacked 3 times. I thought it was more on him than it was on the offensive line.
It looked a little
Sometimes you take the simple play. Sometimes you take the check down. Ward was going for the jugular on every single play, and you don't always need to do that. And, you know, that's happened with him a few times this year, and I think he's going to understand it. He's going to evaluate it. He's going to take more checkdowns next time around. But, you know, I'm not going to blame Ward for the loss, but, you know, definitely in a game where almost everything went wrong, with a few exceptions, O.J. Frederick, I wish Miami had 5 of him playing defensive back. Because the true freshman, O.J. Frederick, has been sensational this year. That guy, at 18, 19 years old, he's become an island. Unfortunately, the rest of the secondary does not do what O.J. Frederick does. Jalen Alderman, the linebacker, made a huge play to stop on third down to give Cam Ward that final chance to win the football game. Elijah Arroyo, the tight end, had a huge touchdown grab, 76 yards. Xavier Restrepo had another big touchdown in a big game. Yeah, one of the greatest Canes of all time.
Yeah,
so
really
not everybody played poorly, but it just
let's look at
too
the
many of the same problems.
Look at the positive. Yeah. Lost a game. Yeah. You have one loss. The only undefeated teams, Oregon, who's number one in the nation. You got Indiana, surprising. Their first 10-win season ever in franchise history. Congratulations. Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Tennessee all have one loss. BYU has to come from way behind, but they're undefeated. There you go. Yep. Notre Dame, one loss. And then you start getting into two-loss teams like Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia. The Miami Hurricanes drop down to number 12 in the nation, which, once again, if today were the last day of college football, you would barely be into the playoffs. Of course, there's a lot left to go. An Army is also undefeated at 9-0. Look at the positive. Most teams have lost a game.
Yeah.
Another thing is, there's something called the college football playoff. Another thing is, the Hurricanes control their own destiny. You beat Wake Forest, you beat Syracuse, you're in the ACC championship game, you win the ACC championship game, you're a top 4 seed in the playoffs. Because now, remember, there's a playoff, 12 teams. So if you're doom and gloom on this Veterans Day as a Hurricanes fan, pull it back a little bit. And I know we're going to get texts that say, Day, you don't understand. We should have lost to Cal. We should have lost this.
Should
have, would have, could have.
Yeah.
I hate
Thank
to
you.
Be
I
like
agree
that.
With you, Dan. Well, here's the other problem. And I know, like, you've been down here in South Florida for a long time. You're starting to learn the attitude of the Miami fan. Miami fans, we have a little PTSD from the last 20 years or so. Because here's the thing. Like, the reality today on this Veterans Day is the Hurricanes, like you said, they've got one loss. They control their own destiny. If they win every game left, you win a national championship. Like, you literally control your destiny.
Yeah, that's all you
want. The problem is, Miami fans over the years have seen that a lot of times a loss turns into a spiral, right? It's happened during the Al Golden eras, during the Mark Richt era, Manny Diaz era, first couple of years under Mario. Sometimes a loss turns into two losses. It turns into, you know, teams starting to lack belief in themselves. I am optimistic that this group, especially when you've got this quarterback who is generational, I think this team can be different. I'm not going to guarantee you that because they need to go out there. And listen, again, you probably don't have to play your best football to beat Wake Forest at home. I would still like to see Miami play their best football on November 23rd. Like, I want this team to come out looking like there is a fire lit on their backsides. I want to see them tackling. I want to see them running the football. Now, you know, a lot of people were telling me, hey, Miami went away from the running game too much this past Saturday. Unfortunately, you kind of had to when you're down double digits in the second half and you're chasing the game a little bit, because they were having some success on the ground. Had the score been closer, had you been playing with a lead, you could have really gone more downhill with Martinez and Fletcher. You had to pull the rug out of the running game a little bit. But against Wake Forest, I want to see more of the running game. I want to see Miami taking simple plays on offense, making simple plays on defense. That's what I want to see. Yeah, you know, Miami might be able to come out and beat Wake Forest, you know, 45-28 or something. I'd rather see them come out and win it 45-3. Like, I want to see that sort of a response to this, because I understand why. And like you said, your big picture assessment is dead on. And maybe some Miami fans just don't pay attention to what else is going on in college football. Everybody is losing this year. There is parity all over college football, but we need Miami fans to believe that this team can bounce back, because we have PTSD that this might lead to a spiral.
But that's the thing. Every university has PTSD outside of Alabama, Nick Saban, and them paying their players to be professional athletes. And once again, by the way, once it got legal, notice how quickly Nick Saban jettisoned and got out of there. And I'm
awesome. The hell out of there.
And if you think that there's a coincidence between that, you're absolutely wrong. But think about Oregon, number one in the nation. How many national championships have they won? Ohio
Zero.
State doesn't come very easy, and they got a lucky one against Miami not to, you know, bring back the pass. Texas, when was the last time they were relevant? Penn State, they just want to win a game against a team that's good.
Yeah.
Indiana, they're happy to get their first 10-win season in franchise history. Tennessee, one national championship with T. Martin as their quarterback. So you're sitting there saying, we're the worst, we're falling apart. These are the top six teams. Oh, BYU, they won a championship in the 80s? Notre Dame, yeah. Alabama, once again, they paid all their players. Ole Miss, they won one in the 50s. Georgia, okay, yeah. Georgia's been pretty good, whatever. Boise State, never. SMU, Pony Excess. Texas A&M, Army. World War II, Clemson, okay. You know, like, you're sitting there, you're like, we're the
team. Did they win a championship, or are you giving them credit for winning World War II?
Well, both. They kind of did both, you know.
Okay, fair enough. But, yeah, they won an actual war.
There's only one champion every year, and everybody sits there and says, oh, we're the worst. It's like all these other teams. It sucks. And look, I'm a graduate of LSU, Louisiana State University, whatever you want to call it. And you'll say, oh, lucky you. And I have been lucky in my lifetime. I'm trying to remember the three championships. And the 15-0 season with Joe Burrow, fantastic. But LSU fans right now, Alabama whooped our you-know-what at our place. We're the source. Every year we're good, but we're not good enough. Look, if you're a Miami fan, and I am a Miami fan, a Hurricanes fan, all you got to do now is just win the rest of your games. And I know it's easier said than done, granted. And Wake Forest probably give us all we can handle. Once again, Syracuse give us all we can handle, and then the playoffs. But look, as a player, as a coach, as a fan, I mean, I sat through that Rutgers pinstripe game last year, pinstripe bowl game last year, and Dono, that was bad.
That was bad. I sat through that as well, and that was that was not fun. I mean, listen, you got, you're going to have, like you said, Wake Forest coming up, Syracuse in the dome. Now, you don't know Syracuse. You talk about inconsistencies. I mean, I've seen Syracuse look like they're capable of upsetting some really good teams. So Miami's going to have to watch out. You play them in the dome. But I watched Syracuse lose at home to Stanford, which is still a head scratcher. And you talk about coaching decisions. They made a coaching decision on a fourth and long to leave Alec Iomanner in single coverage to make a catch. You knew exactly who the ball was going to go to. You know, I saw them completely implode against the Pitt Panthers a couple weeks ago with three pick sixes thrown, five interceptions thrown. So Syracuse is inconsistent as hell, but usually teams always give Miami their best shot. They always get the best shot from the opponent. And then if you make it to the ACC championship game, Dan, that would be a lot of fun because it's more than likely to be at SMU.
Well, they have a good coach over there.
Well, they do. It's Miami West.
I mean, No, really?
Rhett Lashley used to be Miami's offensive coordinator. They've got like more than six former Hurricanes on their roster.
You know who really
Rashard Smith, who's having a great year. Jafari Harvey. They got a bunch of different guys on that. Elijah Roberts, who's having a great year on their D line. It's Miami West over there.
Donald, before we go to break, outside of Miami fans and the University of Miami, who misses Rhett Lashley the most?
Tyler Van Dyke.
Very simple equation. Win out. When I say simple, it's a simple equation.
Easy?
It's not a simple thing to do, because as we know, college football every week is different. The Miami Dolphins is, I mean, once again, a simple equation. Win out. Easier said than done. Just win tonight is more of the thing. They win out, you know, they're 11-6. They're exactly where they were last year.
And what would be the same record as last year?
Last year. And you'd probably make the playoffs. You probably won't win the division because, I mean, the Bills.
Right.
But just win out. Easy, right?
Can I say that, and I don't know if you feel the same way, and I think it could be a big part of this, is how disappointing my Dolphins have been this year. But I watch a lot of football Saturdays, Sundays. Football's on pretty much every day of the week now these days. But I've been so much more into college football this year than the NFL. It's been so much more compelling. And I think part of it is, like you mentioned, I mean, outside of Oregon and Indiana, everybody's losing games. We've had these crazy upsets. I mean, how, you know, Alabama losing to Vanderbilt. I watched that entire game. That was thrilling.
It's
my Hurricanes, some of the comebacks Miami has made this year, you know, some of the shocking losses we've had, Georgia. To me, college football this year has been so much more compelling. And Dan, I know that, you know, back when they first decided, and it's implemented this year for the first time, so we'll see how it goes. But when they decided to expand the playoff to 12 teams, it's going to be 14 in a couple of years. When they decided to expand the playoff, like initially a few years ago, people are like, well, you know, outside of like the top two teams, none of the games are going to be competitive. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think there's more parity in college football than there has ever been. And it would not surprise me if we see some lower seeds, maybe shock higher seeds in the playoffs. I think a big part of the parity, I know a lot of people don't like the transfer portal, but the transfer portal allows some non-traditional powers to get some really good players. NIL, same thing. Like, you know, I'm not saying the best team could lose to the worst team in college football, but we're going to see some upsets in that 12-team playoff that people never would have expected a few years ago.
Right, and the same thing is, and, you know, growing up in the Deep South where football is king, and I know football is king here, and it's all over the country, it's not life or death anymore. You can lose a game.
Yeah.
Back in the day, right. I mean, you woke up on Friday morning and said, oh, God, we got a game tomorrow. If we lose, this is it, man. The whole season's going down the tubes. Now it's like, okay, you know, if we lose tomorrow, it's one loss. And like I said, the Hurricanes. That would have been a death knell, what happened against Georgia Tech this past Saturday. Now it's, you went out, you're fine, you're good. And
right. Well, and if you're in the SEC, you lose for a third time, you might still be good.
Exactly. I mean, well, I don't know. LSU, that was pretty bad this weekend.
Yeah, maybe not.
The Dolphins, though, I mean, you looked at it now, and like we said, the end of the season was supposed to be deadly, and the beginning of the season was supposed to be where we're supposed to rack up wins. And
yeah,
I mean, I hate to be Mr. Honesty right now, but the Dolphins' resume is not very good. You beat the Jaguars, who, let's be honest, are terrible, and you barely beat them week one.
And I remember even in winning that opening game against the Jaguars, I did not feel satisfied because the Jaguars made so many bad coaching decisions, fourth down. Like, I felt like they gave the game to the, like, still, the Jaguars still should have probably won that game, and they didn't.
Yeah, and the thing that, as a Dolphins fan, you felt bad is that Mike McDaniel didn't coach very well. Tua didn't look very sharp. It took a Javon Holland punch out, and it took a bunch of plays. You know, you had the whole arrest before with Tyreek Hill. But nonetheless, you beat the Jaguars 2017, week one. Nobody plays preseason anymore. Basically, week one is like a preseason game. You know, okay, we're good. We're good. And then the Bills. This is what we've been building for. This is where we're going to show the world the AFC East has changed. And you get it was honestly down a worst-case scenario. You got dominated, and your quarterback got a concussion. And Seahawks, who are, I mean, I don't know if they're a good team or a bad team. I think they're just a team. They blow
they're
you out.
They're just a team.
And, well, at least you found out on that game, Skylar Thompson might not be in the league next year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really need him for the Dolphins. You think with his resume, anybody else is going to take him? Okay, Skylar Thompson.
Well, Dan, how many? I've lost count, and you probably remember better than me because you do the post games. Like, how many different quarterbacks have taken snaps for the Dolphins this year? Like, five? Like, it's been a lot of them.
Yeah, it's been bad. The Titans go in with their backup quarterback, who might have actually helped him. Will Levis got hurt, and they blow you out. On Monday night, the Patriots, a weird rule, which I thought it was a touch. I was watching the game without the sound on, and I thought it was a touchdown, but still, you beat the Patriots, who are not very good. The Colts with Anthony Richardson. No, Joe Flacco. They're not good with Joe Flacco either. We saw that yesterday.
Nope.
They beat you. The Cardinals, who actually seem to be pretty decent, they blew the Bears out yesterday, beat you at the last second. The Bills, 61-yard field goal with a kicker who can't make an extra point. No worries. They get you. Now you go into the Rams, who seem to be figuring things out as guys get healthy. But once again, Rams, winnable game. And, you know, every game's winnable in the pros because everybody's a professional. But nonetheless, Rams, Raiders, very winnable game. You know, Antonio Pierce, I like him, but they don't have no quarterback. They got none. Patriots, you know you can win against them. The Packers, I mean, whatever. A Thanksgiving Day miracle, whatever. The Jets, I mean, the Jets are the Jets. I'm sorry. I'm willing to say the Jets are the Jets. Dono, am I wrong to say the Jets are the Jets?
The Jets are a perennial mess. I mean, no matter how much disarray the Dolphins are in, you can usually count on the Jets being even worse.
Bring in a legendary quarterback. Bring in a legendary receiver. Bring in whatever you want. Texans, once again. I mean, what happened last night? How they could dominate that game as much as they were. And then I literally left here, and a guy that works with us, Steven Gonzalez, was live betting the Lions. And the more and more, and as terrible. Do you know that Jared Goff threw five interceptions last night?
Yeah.
And he kept, I go, dude, the more interceptions he throws, why are you live betting the Lions? He goes, there's one team you got to believe in. So I go home, take a shower. And I get a huge text, Lions. And I said, no.
He'd do it.
So the Texans.
It reminds me of a couple weeks ago, I was watching Duke against SMU. And, you know, you talk about
like
a
six
team.
Turnovers?
Yeah. So Duke, this was the week before Duke played Miami. They forced six turnovers against SMU. They won the turnover margin plus six, 6-0. They still lose the game in overtime, Duke. So it's like, it was a lot like
you weren't
that.
Meant to win. You weren't meant to win. 49ers are going to come in here and beat us. Okay, like, let's. If you're a Dolphins fan right now, like, you watch out, Dan Day. You'll see the 49ers lose. I'm like, hey, they're not going to. Browns are terrible. And then you get the Jets at the end of the season. I'm doing it. I keep saying this is the last week I'm going to do this, but there's still hope if you're a Dolphins fan.
Well, I mean, listen, if the Dolphins get this done tonight, if they finally win a game in primetime for the first time since, like, the Jimmy Carter administration, they finally get that done, I would understand if tomorrow morning we have some renewed hope, like, hey, Tua's been back, even though they haven't won the past two games since he's been back, they played better, you know, they were right in it with the Bills last week. Now, if they beat the Rams tonight, hey, this team could be poised to make a run. You talked about the schedule, the opportunities. Now, Dan, the worst case scenario to me would be, because I feel like if you're going to be bad, be really bad, because then, you know, at least your draft pick improves. Although they'd probably still screw up the draft pick anyway.
My fear would be. You might have a different person taking those draft picks next year. I think win or lose.
Well, that's the thing, Dan. That's the thing. Where if the Dolphins were to, like, win, you know, maybe only lose one of their remaining games and you just miss the playoffs – maybe everybody keeps their jobs. Like, hey, look at how good Chris Greer's players did in the second half of the season. He keeps his job. You have, you know, a mediocre draft pick. You've got like the 18th pick instead of the fourth pick. And then we're stuck in purgatory again, because that's the way the NFL is. If you're average or slightly above average, it's hard to get better in the long term. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.